U.S. President Barack Obama says he has had a constructive meeting with congressional leaders over budget negotiations. The last-ditch talks yesterday at the White House failed to produce a deal averting the so-called fiscal cliff, the automatic tax rises and spending cuts that will start on January 1st unless a political agreement is struck. President Obama says Senate leaders will still work on, are still working on a deal, but if no deal is struck, then he would put his original proposal to a vote in both houses.
So the American people are watching what we do here. Obviously, their patience is already thin. This is deja vu all over again. America wonders why it is that in this town, for some reason, you can't get stuff done in an organized timetable. Why everything always has to wait till the last minute? Well, we're now at the last minute. And the American people are not going to have any patience for a politically self-inflicted wound to our economy. If an agreement isn't reached in time between Senator Reid and Senator McConnell, then I will urge Senator Reid to bring to the floor a basic package for an up or down vote, one that protects the middle class from an income tax hike, extends the vital lifeline of unemployment insurance to 2 million Americans looking for a job, and lays the groundwork for future cooperation on more economic growth and deficit reduction. I believe such a proposal could pass both houses with bipartisan majorities, as long as those leaders allow it to actually come to a vote. If members of the House or the Senate want to vote no, they can. But we should let everybody vote. That's the way this is supposed to work. If you can get a majority in the House and you can get a majority in the Senate, then we should be able to pass a bill.